everyone. This is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support, and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 9, Schrodinger's Murderer, written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside, also starring Norb Wessels and Zachariah Zebediah.
Future Detective Sitwell, audio log. It's been over 2 weeks since the Thorne double homicide. All of our leads have dried up. Nobody's talking. The streets have gone silent. Nobody trusts the badge these days. It's a cold, hard life gumshoeing through the days and nights, pounding the pavement, greasing palms, and cracking skulls. But sooner or later, someone's going to talk, and then we'll get the perp. Unless it's Thomas. I'm pretty sure Sam has a crush on...
For Christ's sake, Ron, I'm standing right here.
If she's compromised, I may need to go it alone. This audio log will be my only partner.
Your phone isn't even recording.
Time to sign off. Hey, how do you usually sign off?
I usually just stop talking and turn off the recorder.
That's dramatic. But feels a little abrupt.
Can you do something productive?
Sorry, I'm just occupying myself. I don't know what else to do. I wasn't kidding about the leads drying up.
Go through them again.
Good idea. Retrace the steps. Hang on a sec. Okay. Robert and Paige Thorne were brutally murdered walking back to their car from a night out. The killer used attack dogs and a spear or halberd or something. We found a bloody...
Please stop playing the sound effects.
Sorry. We found a bloody shoe print on the body. It's the same size as McKenna Thorne. Her shoe, not her entire body. But we couldn't find a shoe that matched the print in her house. Thomas Thorne was an hour away. Alfred O'Toole and Nissa Siff's daughter have solid alibis. McKenna Thorne was alone at the time of the murders. No other enemies or suspects. Days later... Can I just...
One more time.
Days later, Thomas Thorne was attacked by dogs and narrowly escaped. And all of that has led us here.
Yes. Here. To nothing.
Nowheresville.
Not a single suspect.
But a person of interest. Great interest.
McKenna?
Everything surrounding her is just too weird. Too many coincidences.
I keep trying to rule her out. It should be easy if she's innocent. We've ruled out every other family member, friend, coworker.
Maybe we should be trying to rule her in?
That's not how this works, Ron. We can't work the evidence to fit her. Our job is to evaluate without bias.
But you are getting pretty cozy with...
Let it go. I can maintain my perspective.
I'm not judging, Elsa.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you're doing.
Okay, well, what can we do? Do we just keep waiting for more calls to the tip line?
If I have to investigate one more neighbor's scary-looking pit bull, I might disconnect the phone. But okay, no. I appreciate the initiative. We can't wallow. Check the email again. See if the DNA came back.
Roger that.
Can you hear the rift forming? The search for the truth will tear every relationship asunder. When the truth is too terrible to bear, the only choice is to turn on the liars. And this hapless duo have been kidding themselves long enough. Perhaps the simplest answer is the correct one. Perhaps everything points to McKenna Thorne because, well, some of us already know the answer.
No. Yes! It just refreshed. We have results.
And?
Hang on. The only foreign material was a hair found on Mrs. Thorne. Holy shit.
Did they match it?
It matches McKenna Thorne.
Unbelievable.
Does that even mean anything?
No. No, it doesn't. Of course her hair could be on her mother's clothes. They live in the same house, do their laundry in the same machines.
But it doesn't rule her out.
Exactly. Just like every other piece of evidence.
Hey, this is weird. It says the hair found was undyed. Doesn't McKenna dye her hair?
She does. But even then, it could be just an old hair. Maybe stuck in the fibers of the jacket or shirt. Though you would think the hair wouldn't be old if they found DNA.
So it tells us nothing.
It tells us that everything points to McKenna and nothing points away.
Except the dogs. I mean, what the hell?
Fair point. This is still big news, even if we can't explain it away. We're close. The district attorney will want more than we have now, but probably not much more.
What are you thinking?
I think we go out, canvassing the area, talking to people.
Pounding the pavement, greasing palms, and cracking skulls.
If leads won't come to us, we'll go to them. Sans bribery and skull cracking. Get your jacket. There must be something we can find.
Alfie, I think I found something.
More dog trainers?
No, never again.
I'm still not convinced this wasn't a werewolf attack.
I found a police report of a weird stabbing from a couple weeks ago.
I'm sure if it were related, the cops would have already investigated it.
See, I doubt they did. It doesn't look related.
Then why do we care? We're supposed to be solving the murders and clearing Mac's name.
It's just too strange.
Like trained dogs murdering someone with a sword strange?
Maybe. A woman stabbed a guy to death right in front of his friends. When the cops showed up, no woman, no body, just a lot of blood.
I don't know. I'm still Team Jacob.
His friends said that he took a video of it on his phone, but the cops never found the phone. There's a good chance, though, that his phone automatically uploaded the video to his cloud at some point afterward, even if he were already dead. I think I know someone who could help me find it.
Okay, but if this goes nowhere, we find out where we can get some silver bullets.
And the four resume their quests. Ron to blame McKenna, Nissa and Alfie to vindicate her, and Sam, poor conflicted Sam, claiming she just wants the truth, but praying that the finger points anywhere other than Thomas's sister. That leaves McKenna herself. While the others race to decide her fate, she has many important choices of her own to make.
McKenna, do you want whipped cream or no whipped cream?
Do you know me at all?
She'll have whipped cream. Thanks. Here's your pre-dinner dessert.
It's nice to know that you'll pick up the bad joke slack in Alfie's absence. How are you enjoying your sinless black coffee?
I'd prefer caffeine, but it's a little late in the day.
Thomas, it's movie night.
Sure, but I want to go to sleep after the movie.
Why are you being responsible? You don't even have a job right now.
I have a job. Trish said I could come back whenever I want.
Well, you don't need to stay for me.
I'm not...
I know you, Thomas. Just like you knew I wanted whipped cream.
This is a little different than whipped cream, McKenna. It's really... Hey, isn't that...
Shaylee?
McKenna! It's Thomas, right? I'm terrible with names.
Yep. Hi, Shaylee. Good to see you again.
What are you doing here?
Shockingly, I come here even when I'm not meeting you. It is where we first met, you know.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like, obviously you're allowed to come here.
What are you up to?
I thought about getting some work done, but then I thought, espresso.
Don't let us stand in your way.
You know, we're heading home soon to make dinner and watch a movie. Can your work wait until tomorrow?
Thomas, I'm sure that she...
Sure! That actually sounds lovely. Thank you for inviting me, Thomas.
McKenna's giving me the evil eye. She doesn't like her worlds colliding.
Colliding worlds is my specialty.
I must have vanished from their sight. I bet they can't even hear me anymore.
Here she goes.
Maybe I should test it by screaming really loud.
I don't have to come, Mac. Oh, look at all the work that just suddenly appeared.
Oh, stop. You're coming to movie night.
There will be fun.
What's for dinner?
I was gonna whip up a quiche. I'll meet you in the truck, McKenna.
Whip up a quiche?
I fucking hate him. Could he suck at just one thing? Just like anything?
I see his perfection, and suddenly I understand you so much better.
So, what are we looking for?
The scene's been scoured, so I don't think we'll find anything physical. I'm more interested in the people around. I know we couldn't find any witnesses to the crime, but maybe we can find someone who knows, I don't know, something?
That is kind of vague.
Maybe we're just not asking the right questions.
Do you know anything about the murders? A wrong question?
No, but we've already asked it. Outside the box, Ron. You're not a detective. You're as outside as we get. What haven't we asked yet?
Well, we keep asking what people might have seen. What if we ask what they haven't seen?
Yeah, that's... Okay. That's maybe a little more outside than I thought you would go, but I like the idea. Let's build on that. You go east down the street and I'll go west. Talk to pedestrians, workers, anyone you see. Meet back here in an hour.
This is the place?
It's where he wanted to meet.
Are you gonna tell me who we're meeting? Is he waiting in a shadowy booth? He should have worn a fedora.
We're meeting someone who can help us find out what happened to the dead guy.
Is there a reason you won't tell me who we're meeting?
Yes. Over here.
I'm not buying what you're selling.
You can't trust Pringles.
Nissa, good to see you.
Holy shit.
Who is this?
You're Tangy Mesquite!
Don't call me that and keep your voice down.
This is the reason I didn't tell you.
I'm a huge fan, Mr. Mesquite. Your expose on essential oils was a revelation.
Bed Bath & Body Works has something to hide. I'm certain of it.
We need your help.
That's what you said in your message.
Message? You know Tangy Mesquite? Why did you never tell me you know Tangy Mesquite?
Shh!
You never asked.
Well, I didn't ask if you knew Chris Pratt when we suffered through Jurassic World either. Oh my god, you know Chris Pratt?
I do not know Chris Pratt.
I'm so sorry for making that comment about Jurassic World. I have a Star-Lord lunchbox.
I still don't know Chris Pratt. And I don't think he heard you.
Nissa.
Right. Sorry. I need to hack someone's cloud and pull a video off of it.
You should only upload decoy files to a cloud. What kind of moron uploads something of value?
A dead one. Phone was never recovered. Neither was his body, for that matter.
You're talking about the murder downtown, supposedly committed by a crazy woman walking alone?
That's the one.
My guess is a rogue succubus.
Ooh.
Well, whoever killed him, he supposedly took video of her on his phone.
And since the phone is missing, you need to get into his cloud and view the archive video.
Exactly.
We are so in Ethan Hunt territory right now. Maybe even James Bond.
I don't understand why you need me. This is easily something you could do. I'm not the hacker here.
I'm not worried about getting in. I'm worried about getting out. I need an untraceable workstation. Something off the grid.
Which is where I come in.
I'm breaking into an account housed with a $1 billion company. I can't leave a trail back to my door.
I have a location and a machine. How soon do you need access?
Is now too soon?
Now is best. This is almost as fascinating as Smoky Tie kettle chips. I don't want to wait.
Tangy Mesquite is going to take us to a secret facility so that we can hack a major corporation to solve a murder. Is this real life?
What is real, anyway? Right now, you can still look away. McKenna could be innocent or guilty. Schrodinger's murderer. But once you open the box, you can't go back to your ignorant bliss.
So then McKenna, 3 years old, looks right at the woman and says,
"Don't talk to me, you stupid lady."
You did not.
I have no recollection of this.
Mom was mortified. A stranger calls her daughter beautiful, and that's the response.
To be fair, I still say something similar to guys who call me beautiful.
You were a spitfire.
Were?
Well, you're always so reserved now. I can't imagine you would ever say something so brazen.
Oh, I'm still that kid. Only difference is that now I just think terrible things about people and then smile.
I got her socks for her birthday last year that said polite as fuck.
All these revelations. I feel like I'm learning so much more about you.
And see, this is the danger of worlds colliding.
I like getting to know you.
This is the classic McKenna pattern. Everyone wants to be her friend. She doesn't want any of them around.
Shaylee's all right, I guess.
That feels like high praise coming from you.
Oh, you have no idea. She has few friends, many followers.
Followers? I don't run a cult, Thomas.
Huh. Maybe the wrong word. Hangers-on? Shaylee, McKenna was one of the most popular people in high school.
I disbelieve.
It's not like he makes it sound.
Well, that's the interesting part. She never did anything to warrant popularity. No sports, no clubs, barely spoke. Yet everyone wanted to hang out with her.
That's an exaggeration.
She was invited to every party. Like, all of them. And how many guys in school didn't ask you to prom?
Really?
Even a few girls.
That was during the goth phase. Guys just like corsets and eyeliner.
You had a goth phase?
There are pictures.
This is the best dinner ever.
I suddenly feel very tricked into this dinner and movie night.
Future Detective Sitwell. Audio log. I've been waiting on Sam at the rendezvous point for 10 minutes. She's rarely late. I didn't find anything useful, unfortunately. I should also figure out how to operate the recording function on my phone.
Ron!
Sam! Everything okay?
Yeah. I got held up talking to someone at the bar.
The bar where the Thorns were before the murders?
The same. You're a genius, Ron.
Thank you. Wait, what, is that sarcasm?
No, seriously. I was striking out with everyone I spoke to, so I just decided to go with your way outside the box question.
What haven't you seen?
Exactly. I asked the bartender, and you know what he told me? A homeless man comes by every night around close of business. The bartender gives him leftover food.
This town has homeless people?
So many people are hidden in plain sight, Ron.
Guess what the bartender said when I asked him what he hasn't seen?
The homeless guy?
Exactly. Last time he saw him was the night before the murders.
Okay. So you think the perp got the homeless guy too?
That's possible, but we never found a body or evidence of another crime. Why leave the Thorns laid out so publicly but hide the body of a homeless man?
That's true. It would be weird, but this whole case is weird.
I think what's more likely is that the man witnessed the murders. He bolted, and he's too scared to return. Maybe the killer saw him and now he's in hiding?
If that's true...
We have a witness.
I've never been in a bunker before.
This isn't my bunker. It's just one of my listening posts.
This computer is perfect. I'm nearly through.
I kind of feel like the lame sidekick.
You are the lame sidekick.
I need a superpower.
The government closed down most of their superpower research in the 80s. You don't want to know what they did with the leftover subjects.
Or maybe some fancy tech. Or a magic item, like Iron Man or Green Lantern.
Face it, Alfie, your sidekick material.
Oh yeah? Well, how much longer is this going to take, Ms. Hacker Marvel?
Not much. An hour, give or take.
So, Mr. Mesquite, how do you know Nyssa?
I recruited her to help with a software project a few years ago.
Ooh, a software project? Is that code like Wetworks?
No. Software is, and I needed her to develop an application to help me hijack. I don't think you need to know the details.
Oh, okay.
You've only reached level 2 in Tangy Mesquite security clearance.
How can you afford all this stuff and still hire freelance superheroes like Nyssa?
It's mostly from an inheritance.
Oh my god, all the cool people are orphans. You, Mac, Shaylee, Spider-Man, Batman.
I am not an orphan. It was from another relative.
Oh, Annie, Cinderella, Damien.
Did you just include the Antichrist with Annie?
He is pretty cool in Final Conflict. If the world has to end, I would trust Dr. Grant to end it.
There should be a rule, like mixing metaphors but for pop culture references.
Are you almost done, Captain Critical?
Getting there.
Any expectations as to what you'll find on the video?
I know what I don't want to find.
Nyssa!
Just saying.
Don't even think it. That's not cool.
Well, hopefully the dude was murdered by a woman in her late 20s who we don't know.
Are you sure you actually want to see this video?
Yes.
Not anymore.
God, Thomas, you are never picking the movie again.
You say that every time, but your inability to make decisions always forces my hand.
I actually love Oliver.
You'd already seen it? You should have said something. I could have picked a different one.
No, I don't mind. It's one of my favorites. I could watch it all the time.
My dad loved musicals. He took me to a local production of Oliver when I was younger.
I don't remember that.
I seem to recall your seat being empty. Probably one of the many family functions you got out of.
Yeah, okay, that sounds about right. At least she didn't put us through one of those awful rom-coms.
You like rom-coms?
Casablanca, On the Waterfront, these are not comedies.
Cheesy romances.
Classic romances.
Sorry, McKenna. I'm taking Thomas's side on this one.
Yes.
Love stories are so unrealistic.
I happen to be a sucker for a good romance.
Thomas puts the hopeless in hopeless romantic.
No, it's sweet. What's wrong with a little romance?
Gig.
I'm just an idealist, I guess.
Idealist or realist? You and Sam seemed pretty fond of each other at your birthday.
Me and Sam?
Thou doth protest too much.
I doth protested one time.
Given the eyes you two were making at each other, one time is too much.
No, there were no eyes.
She's had a thing for him since high school.
That is so not accurate.
My investigation says otherwise.
Yeah, Thomas was telling you about me being popular in high school. Well, let me tell you about Mr. Quarterback Homecoming King.
Shaylee has no interest in those stories.
Uh-uh. If you dish it, sir, you must then take it.
And you dish.
So much dishing.
You're right. I deserve this. Hit me.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll be right over.
They found him?
They did, and he saw everything, Ron.
Including the killer.
A woman. Blonde, not too tall.
McKenna's not blonde.
Not at the time of the murders.
The hair on the body was blonde.
She's been blonde before. She changes it up a lot.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe it's not her. Lots of people have blonde hair. Coincidence?
Is he looking at a lineup?
We don't have a good comparative photo of McKenna. Jeff called in a forensic artist from downtown. She should be done by the time we get back.
I'm in. These are the photos and videos he streamed.
Wow. Talk about a dude, bro.
That one's the most recent.
Hey, little mama. We're talking to you. Damn, you're fine. Why are you all alone? You know it's dangerous to be all alone.
Yeah. Oh, man. Get some.
Leave us.
Us? Hey, bros. I think that she wants a little private time with me.
Oh, yeah, do it, man, do it.
Avoid calling attention to yourself.
Huh?
Avoid making a scene.
This bitch is crazy.
Do not kill unnecessarily.
Let's go. They'll lock you up. Something's seriously wrong with...
No!
Oh, holy shit! Get the fuck out of here! Come on!
prison further! Not by you! You will...
Wow. That was in... Are you okay?
No.
So not okay.
Do you know who she is?
I thought we did.
Did you ever really know her at all, Nyssa?
Is the sketch ready?
Jesus.
Let me see. Oh, wow. We did it. This has to be it, right? The smoking gun?
It's big, all right.
Big? Sam, it's huge. This looks just like...
It looks just like McKenna Thorne.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers, Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.